NFL franchise's former name Redskins, was disparaging to Native Americans. And as we know this week, because of corporate threats, basically the bottom line has forced Daniel Snyder to finally get rid of the name. Michael, I remember that when you guys had that going on before. I remember at the time I had Joe Theismann on the air, and we kind of sparred a little bit. He was adamantly still for it. I remember President Obama saying, "I can't do anything about it, but it would be nice if they would change it." Is it in your mind sort of finally we have our day of reckoning, or is it too little too late? What do you think about the situation right now?
No, it's never too late to do the right thing, and I applaud the team for making the decision they've made to drop a racial slur as their team name. I obviously wish they had done it sooner. I wish they had done it after we demonstrated to the trademark office that the word Redskin is indeed a racial slur, but I'm happy that they have made that decision and will be moving forward.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm 55, and I remember even as a little kid, I thought, "Wow, red skins, that's a little harsh." But Daniel Snyder said at the time when you came out with your original case that he said you can print it in all caps, "Never, never will I change the name." Did he hold on to it just because he knew that it would take a big financial hit to lose it? What was his adamant stance that you had to pull it out of his like freezing skeleton fingers?
Well, first of all, if this past Monday when they announced they were dropping the name was the first day of never, that means we should all celebrate July 24 as the 12th of never, as Johnny Mathis sang back in the 1950s.
Very good.
But whether he, I can't get inside the mind of Daniel Snyder, but whether he kept the name for as long as he could just because he thought he could continue maximizing profits by keeping the name, or whether he finally realized that the combination of everything going on in our society, so not just the direct economic pressures of suppliers and other business partners like Nike and FedEx, but the entire movement across our culture for greater attention to diversity, equity, and inclusion, the recent traumatic events. I'm speaking to you from Minneapolis. I'm obviously very aware of what's been happening in my city since May 25. But it's a combination of all these things that I suspect have finally prompted Daniel Snyder and the team to do the right thing. And again, I applaud their decision.
Yeah, and I know a lot of prominent Native American leaders have been talking about this for a long time. When I was speaking with Joe Theismann, basically, whatever it was, 8 years ago, he said, "You know, when I won Super Bowl 17, some tribe, the chief, gave me a full headdress, so it was okay with them." And I'm like, "Well, you know, you're talking about hundreds and thousands of different sovereign states and languages and cultures. You can't expect everybody to be, it's like saying all white people think the same or all black people think the same." And I think that's where we got lost was, "Hey, this guy gave me a headdress, so the Indians think it's okay."
Yeah, well, there's a difference between an Indian headdress, and I don't know exactly those circumstances, but there's a difference between generally using Native American imagery and using a racial slur, which the team name is. One of our clients in the original case was himself a football player in his high school days, and it really came home to me when he said that he'd made a great tackle on the field. The opposing player stood up and said, "You effing Redskin." Now, I'm pretty sure he didn't mean that word as an honorific, talking about a noble tradition of bravery and things like that. It was an insult intended to communicate hatred.
Yeah, and I think that's wherein lies this nickname over any others. Like, we have so many colleges with Chippewas and Seminoles and Fighting Illini, and they, of course, see that as honorary, even though some people obviously are going to be offended by it if you're from that tribe. But you're right, Redskins is beyond reproach. It is a slur. It's always been a slur.
Yeah, we in the original case, we drew from an amazing variety of records, so newspapers, novels, movies, dictionaries, And they're all pointing in the same direction. This is a racial slur. And how the team couldn't get that was just beyond my fathoming.
Now, I know that, and I'll talk about a little bit later in the show about some of these allegations of sexual impropriety and some members of the front office that have resigned. But the dismantling of a team which has been highly unsuccessful the last few decades, so many, you know, Bruce Allen basically burned it to the ground, some very poor decisions along the way. But how much of it, with the money being threatened to be pulled out, I mean, here you have the owner of FedEx who's got his name on the stadium. They want to go back to D.C. and fix up RFK, which is bizarre, but you know, you talk about basically 40% of the ownership going to pull out. Pepsi, Amazon, Dick's Sporting Goods. Daniel Snyder had no choice because, first and foremost, he's a businessman, isn't he?
That's right. And at some point, you know, like any other businessman, he's going to respond to economic incentives. And I think that that is a significant part of the story. It explains why it happened exactly now. But again, it's not the only part of the story. There are other things going on in our culture that make this a good time for the team to have made the decision it was making. And those changes in our culture are also probably part of what was motivating the team's business partners to say, enough is enough, now is the time.
We're speaking with Michael Lindsay, a lawyer with Dorsey and Whitney LLP, who was working on the original case for pulling down the Redskins' name. Speaking of pulling things down, the Redskins, it's funny the things they have done to say, like I remember when you first started this case at the time that you had Daniel Snyder building a gym on an Indian reservation. He goes, look how much I care about Indians, and I don't blame them if they're living in poverty. A rich white guy is going to come in and build them a gym. But, you know, recently they pulled down the statue of George Preston Marshall because he didn't want any black players on their team. They were one of the last teams to integrate. But all these things have seemed like these desperation moves to hold on to this name.
Yeah, there are times where you try to make little changes and just test whether that's going to be enough, and I think it has become clear that no, it wasn't enough, and the team has recognized that.
What would you say, as you use the term mascotting? Because to us, mascotting is just a guy putting on a suit and goofing off in the middle of the field. In legal terms, it means something else, doesn't it?
Well, it's not so much a legal issue as just a term that's used to describe a certain pattern. So the Washington team's name was two things. Number one, it was using a recognizable current human population as the mascot for the team, Native Americans. And then second, it was adding a racial slur. Unlike, I think, most every other team name that uses Native American imagery, the word Redskin is just clearly a slur. The word Indian is not. The word Braves is not. Now, those terms bring with them certain connotations, and they can result in fan behavior such as, you know, the tomahawk chop, which suggests that Native Americans today are savages, which is completely untrue. And it motivates that kind of behavior. You know, think about, you mentioned the person who dresses up in costume. Well, what kind of costume? It's a Hollywood version of Native American wardrobe. Why is that any different from showing up in blackface? We'd all agree that that's not an appropriate thing to do. And why a team would want that kind of behavior going on is quite beyond me.
What do you think about the commissioner during this last decade? And I remember he said, you know, I grew up a Redskins fan, and we've seen that he's basically a hired stooge to do what the owners want, but he basically has done absolutely nothing during this whole time with this name.
Well, like Daniel Snyder, he responds to incentives, I'm sure. We all do. And you know, apparently the incentives weren't strong enough for him to want to make the change. As I said, I wish the change had come sooner, but I'm celebrating this as a great occasion where the team has finally dropped the racial slur. And I know that other teams are likely going to want to consider or reconsider whether their names remain appropriate in the current environment, and I hope that they give those issues serious consideration.
There's no doubt the ball is rolling on a lot of things having to do with civil rights and injustices long overdue to be justified. Last question for you. The new name, we've heard, you know, Washington Warriors, which sounds great. There's alliteration. There's still a little tinge of Native American there. But to me, with the Golden State Warriors having so much success, I really like Red Tails. If you think about the Tuskegee Airmen, I've seen some mock logos for it. They keep the red in there, but it's you know, also an honor towards African American. It's an honor towards our military. I mean, it just seems like it's a no-brainer. It would be Red Tails, but I don't know. What do you think the name's going to be?
Well, I think the team has to take into account where it has been before it decides where it's going to go. My college had as its team name the Warriors, and they dropped that name back in the 1990s. You know, the word is not, in first of all, it's not inherently a reference to Native Americans. It's a reference mm-hmm. to people who are doing battle. And right. if the imagery associated with that name had been someone from ancient Greece, or, you know, like the Trojans, you know, it would be a different story. But for my college, that was not how the word had been interpreted.
Was
the
that
Washington
Marquette?
It was, in fact, Marquette.
Yeah.
And
I figured it
the,
was, yeah.
Yeah. The fact that the Washington team has had a name associated with Native Americans for such a long time suggests to me that they should avoid anything that would prolong that, because it, yes, they would be abandoning what is specifically a racial slur, but they're not going to be getting rid of the associated imagery and fan behavior that can also be offensive.
Michael Lindsay, an attorney with Dorsey and Whitney LLP, thank you for your time, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, you. Thank you very much.
All right.